My name is Stafford Ordahl. I'm from Morris, New York. I was just wondering if the surprise could be coming from Disney, because it seems to me they've been coasting up until very recently on the efforts of a person that's no longer with the company, Katzenberg, who is one of those rare geniuses like Spielberg that has his finger on the pulse of the American people, and that they don't come along every day, even in Hollywood. Yeah. That it might be a very different company now that all of his efforts are, so to speak, out of the pipeline.
Yeah.
Have you finished? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. Katzenberg is a real talent. I would say that that by far the most important person at Disney in the last 12 years or whatever it's been has been Michael Eisner. I mean, if you know him and what he has done in the business, there's no one. Frank Wells did a terrific job in conjunction with Eisner, but Eisner has been the Walt Disney, in effect, of his tenure. He knows the business. He loves the business. You know, he eats and lives and breathes it. And he has been, in my view, by far the most important factor in Disney's success. Now they face competition. The money is in, you know, the big money is in the animated films and everything that revolves around that, because you go from films to parks to character merchandising and back, and I mean it's a circular sort of thing which feeds on itself. There's going to be plenty of competition in that. I mean you've seen what MCA and Universal's going to do with in the parks in Florida, and you know what DreamWorks is going to do in animation, and now you've got new technology in animation, you know, through Steve Jobs, and there's a lot of things going on in that field. So the question is, 10 years from now, what place in the mind, because it's a share of mind, it's not, you know, they call it share of market, but it starts with share of mind, and what place in the mind of billions of children around the world and their parents does Disney itself have, and their characters, relative to that owned by other organizations and other characters? And it's a competitive world, so there will be people fighting for that, but I would rather start with Disney's hand than anyone else's by some margin, and I would rather start with Michael Eisner running the place than with anyone else by some margin. So that does not mean that that it can't become a much more competitive business, because people look at the video releases of A Lion King and they salivate. That you sell 30 million copies of something at whatever it may be, $16 or $17, and you can figure out the manufacturing costs, and you know it gets your attention, and it gets your competitors' attention. But going back, if I thought the children of the world were going to want to be entertained 10 or 20 years from now, and I had my choice of betting on who is going to have a special place, if anyone has a special place in the minds of those kids and their parents, I think I would probably rather bet on Disney, and I would feel particularly good about betting on them if I had the guy who has done what Eisner has done over those years presiding in the future. Charlie?
Well, I think it helps to do the simple arithmetic. Suppose you have a billion children of low middle income 20 years from now, and suppose you could make $10 per year per child after taxes from your position. It gets into very large numbers. And I don't know about your children and grandchildren, but mine want to see Disney. And they want to see it over and over and over again. They don't want to see Katzenberg.
Well,
I mean, in terms of the trade name.
It's a pretty good trade name. I mean, when you think about names around the world, it's interesting that, you know, there's very hard to beat the name Coca-Cola, but Disney's got it's a very, very big name. And Charlie's point that they want to see him over and over again, and it's kind of nice to be able to recycle Snow White every 7 or 8 years, you hit a different crowd. And it's kind of like having an oil field, you know, where you pump out all the oil and sell it, and then it all seeps back in over 7 or 8 years.